welcome to today's Main Ingredient, a program designed to help you bring local farm fresh food to your table. I'm your host, Mickey Useups. My guests today are farmer Tammy Preble of Wolf Spring Farm. She's also the manager of the on-store farm at Fertile Valley Farm near Honesdale. And Keegan Marchand, executive chef at the French Manor Inn and Spa in South Sterling. Today's main ingredient is leeks. So we'll begin our talk with Tammy Preble. Tammy, welcome.
Thank you.
Why don't we start out with when you plant leeks?
Leeks are a cool weather plant, but I don't find that the hot weather bothers them, but they can definitely tolerate frosts and some pretty cold weather. They also take a long time to mature, so most people plant them in early spring so that they're ready anytime from summer to early fall, depending on the variety. I really plant like two different varieties, an earlier and a later, and I start mine inside in flats. I start mine as early as like Christmas, and I keep them growing under lights for a couple months and give them haircuts, so to speak. It helps them grow a little thicker, be a little hardier. Usually plant them out anytime from the end of March to the end of April.
Leeks are a relative of the onion. To me, I've always thought of leeks as being like a scallion on steroids.
Yeah, that's kind of a good way of putting it. It is a member of the allium family, which includes onions, garlic, shallots, and scallions. But the difference between a leek and a scallion, besides the sheer size, is that leeks grow in layers. So when you cut open a leek, you'll see it has rings like an onion, where a scallion, you won't really see that. And the greenery is not overly edible. Like a scallion has very tender greens, and you can basically use that vegetable from root to tip. A leek has much tougher greens. You can take your greens and hold them in the freezer and use them in stock. It's just that the greens aren't really palatable for like chewing and stuff, but they have plenty good flavor.
Now, you said that you grow two different varieties of leeks, one early, one late. Can you talk about why you...
This may not be everyone's experience, but I've been growing leeks for a couple of years now. And what I find is that my leeks, if they're stressed or beyond their maturity, they'll start sending up a flower stalk. And at that point, the leek is not really saleable because what happens is the whole center of it becomes very woody. So in order to have leeks more than one time a year, you want to have varieties that mature at different rates. You could also do this by having one variety that's just planted in what we call succession, which means you just plant it at different times.
I understand it's important to build up the soil around the leek. Why is that?
Mounding the dirt or putting mulch around them will increase the white section, which is the most desirable section of the leek. The other thing that's important is planting them deep enough. When you plant them as starts, you basically want to plant them so only a little bit of the top is sticking out of the ground. Then you'll have to do a little less mounding. The more you can shade the stalk of the leek, the more that is going to be white or blanched, and that's the more desirable part of the plant for eating.
We talked about leeks being a larger cousin of scallions. How big are they?
The size is really going to be dependent on the variety. For example, one variety that I grow is called Megaton, and that produces a very large, like fat leek. For example, if you were making an average size pot of leek and potato soup, you might only need one or two of these types. The other type that I grow is King Richard, which is just a very all-around variety. They are smaller, so you'd probably need, you know, three or four to do the same amount of soup.
And you mentioned about cutting the leaves. How does that help the plant?
Instead of growing tall and skinny, when you cut it, it's going to grow a little fatter. And you want it to be fatter when you're transplanting it, only because it's much easier to handle the transplants when they have a little more bulk to them. If you don't cut them, they're kind of like hairs almost, like grass growing out of the soil. It's just harder to handle them.
And I understand they can even overwinter in the ground?
Well, they could. Most things around here do need mulching or covering or some sort of protection. This past winter, we had plenty of good protection because the snow stayed on the ground for months and months. So that helps the plants. I had scallions actually that overwintered last year. But one of the things I noticed with alliums is that once they have that period of cold and then they go into the spring, they're definitely going to flower. So you have to just be very mindful and watchful over your crop to make sure that you're harvesting it before that flower stalk comes up.
So is there a particular dish that you like with leeks?
I just love leek and potato soup, especially with bacon. It's just the best. Man, leeks and bacon, they go well together. Like a leek and bacon quiche is also very good.
We really appreciate you being with us, Tammy Preble from Wolf Spring Farm, and she's also the on-farm store manager for Fertile Valley Farm. Now we're going to turn to our chef, executive chef at the French Manor and Spa in South Sterling, Keegan Marchand. Keegan, thank you so much for joining us and helping us to understand the ins and outs of working with leeks in the kitchen.
Mickey, thanks so much for having me.
Now, your name Marchand sounds pretty French to me. And the French are big lovers of leeks. Is that right?
Absolutely.
You know, here in the States, we tend to shy away from leeks. We tend more toward their familiar cousins, onions and garlic, shallots, chives, things like that. If you were going to sell people on leeks, what would be your sales pitch?
You know, you can use onions, you can use shallots, but leeks, honestly, are so versatile. They are my favorite go-to onions. The versatility is definitely the best aspect of leeks.
One of the most important parts about working with leeks is knowing how to clean them. That can be a bit difficult. They kind of hold on to the little bits of sand and soil, don't they?
Absolutely. You got to clean them very well because they have all these tight-knit leaves that come together like a stalk, and that tends to pick up some dirt.
Do you have any suggestions or any tips or secrets for getting those leeks really clean?
What I like to do is just pull apart these leaves because, like I said, they get so tight-knit that you want to get down in there to the whiter part towards the bottom. I like to wash them thoroughly, and then after I wash them, I like to soak them and let them sit in water and then wash them again.
What's the simplest way to eat leeks all by themselves?
I think the most basic way to eat a leek is grilling it, just throwing it right on the grill whole, and you know, the outside is going to char, but the inside, you're going to be left with nice, steamed, soft, sweet leek. So good.
And now I know there's a lot of ways to prepare leeks. You talked about throwing it on the grill. There are lots of other ways to prepare leeks as well.
I enjoy roasting them or, cutting them kind of into like a matchstick size shape. I enjoy them year round, either in a cold vichyssoise with a potato and leek soup or different applications like a salsa in the summertime.
And stews and sauces and soups and things like that are probably the more popular ways people use leeks. Is that because they're a little bit more formidable than onions? They seem to stand up a little bit better to cooking?
Yeah, they don't break down as much as like a yellow onion or red onion. They have a lot of moisture where leeks are leafy, a little fibrous, so they definitely hold up to whatever technique you're using.
Is it a good idea to cook them a little bit beforehand?
It definitely matters maybe the cut that you are going to implement on your dish. If you're going to use them just to accompany a dish, I would kind of suggest cooking them a little bit less. It'll add a nice little texture. Or like you were saying, they are a little formidable, so you could definitely stew them for a long time.
So you talked about slicing them and the different ways to slice them. So we think of like slices of onion and big round slices. Would you do that with leeks?
Absolutely. I like leaving the rings whole after you wash them, obviously, because all that dirt can get down lower where it is one solid ring.
What are some of the traditional recipes?
Right off the bat, when I think of leeks, I think of a French soup. It's traditionally served cold. It's called vichyssoise. Essentially, it's just a leek and potato bisque. So it's like creamy, smooth. You get the sweetness from those leeks. Chicken coq au vin. So it's like we're We talked about different techniques of cooking, steaming or grilling or frying up. So kokovin would be braised chicken thighs. And so we were talking about the fibrous nature of the leek before, and that can really hold on throughout that whole braising, that long and low and slow technique, but still have a little bite at the end of your finished product.
And leek vinaigrette is another one. How would we make a leek vinaigrette?
I definitely roast them because I like getting a nice deep roasted flavor out of my onions. And I would probably use apple cider vinegar to kind of play off the sweetness of the leek. That sounds so stinking good. Yeah, I'm gonna put that on a menu.
So let's talk about what you'd pair leeks with.
In the same way that leeks are versatile with application, I feel like they are extremely pairable with any fish. I like leeks and duck, the French manner. Most certainly do a lot of duck. It's my favorite thing to cook. It's my favorite thing to eat.
You talked about roasting. Let's get a little bit more technical there. What temperature, how long, and what do you do to them before you put them in there?
With our dirty leeks, you got to get them clean. I like to cut them into our desirable shape. And then maybe on like a cookie pan or a sheet pan, whatever you might call it, with some oil and salt and pepper. That's really all it needs. Probably cut up leeks might take like 15 to 20 minutes in a hot oven, 400 to 500 degrees.
You guys do a lot of farm to table dishes at your restaurant. Can you talk a little bit about why you want to focus on local produce and supporting local farmers?
From the sense of community to just the aspect of being hyper-local and knowing where your food's coming from, that is invaluable. You're helping the community, you're getting the freshest ingredients, and I'm able to execute my passion, making people happy with food, and I know that the quality of the food is really good.
Keegan Marchand, executive chef at the French Manor Inn and Spa in South Sterling. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Mickey, thank you so much for having me.
For more information, the Food Network has a YouTube video on how to clean leeks for beginners. Joining me once again is Carol Kinnear. She's the community health manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital and the Wayne Memorial Health System. She's also a registered dietitian, and she joins us here on Today's Main Ingredient each week to talk about the nutritional properties and the value of our main ingredient in a healthy, balanced diet. Today, we're talking about leeks.
So leeks are closely related to garlic and onions and chives. Leeks have a lot of properties that are similar to that.
One of the things I know from our garlic show is the antioxidants and the anti-inflammatory properties.
Right. And so the allium family, which includes the leeks, the garlics, and onions, they all have that antioxidant, anti-inflammatory properties. So when you look at leek, they have a lot of antioxidant properties like polyphenols, sulfur compounds, which some people think sulfur is bad, but actually sulfur is very important in our body and can be very beneficial. They help reduce the damage in our bodies that can lead to certain conditions, like certain cancers, like diabetes, like heart disease. Leeks themselves contain provitamin A carotenoids, which is like beta carotene. And when we eat that, our body converts these carotenoids into vitamin A, which is so important to for our vision. It's also very important for our immune function, also for reproduction health, as well as cell communication. You know, some people don't realize that our body internally communicates, meaning certain cells communicate with other cells to do functions in our body. And one thing good about leeks is they also contain fiber. There's two kinds of fiber that we often look at. There's insoluble and soluble fibers. Leek has somewhat of a higher percentage of what we call soluble fiber. Some studies show that it may be beneficial in helping to control someone's blood sugar if they have diabetes, or overall blood sugar control. Also is beneficial for people who have high cholesterol levels. When you consume foods that are higher in soluble fiber, first it slows the digestion, which prevents that spike in the blood sugar after you eat, but then also that soluble fiber helps pull things kind of out of your system. Fibers help build that bulky part when you have a bowel movement, so you have more of a normal bowel movement, which it takes all the bad stuff out of our bodies.
So that brings us to the end of our time today. Carol, thank you so much. You can learn more about today's main ingredient and our guests, as well as find some delicious recipes on the web at seedsgroup.net and look for the Today's Main Ingredient page or visit todaysmainingredient.org. This program is produced by Seeds of Northeastern Pennsylvania to promote renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and sustainable living in today's world. Today's main ingredient is made possible in part by grants from the Greater Pike Community Foundation, the Wayne Pike Farm Bureau, Overlook Estate Foundation, and is sponsored by Fertile Valley Farms and Wolf Spring Farms. Two local farms working together. Call 410-961-0413.